JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Hey, you ready for this weekend?
Looking forward to the weekend?
But it's the weekend!
But it's the weekend!
Best weekend ever!
That was this weekend!
There goes my weekend.
Well, it's just the weekend.
This isn't a weekend.
It's the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We made it! JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning and welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, March 22nd. Good morning, Nick.
What up, buddy?
How excited are you about today?
I'm fired up. Nebraska's going to get their first ever tournament win.
You see,
it's going to be awesome.
Luke Combs picked us to win.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Well, yeah, he's all about us, too. So it's going to be an exciting day. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning. These allergies are killing me. So bear with me today.
We got you.
Did you see how swollen my eyes are?
They do look a little puffy. It was like, did you stay out later than we did when it came to the Bourbon Theater?
Well, we stayed to the end, but that was really only like 10 minutes after you left.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's good. Great show last night, by the way. That was
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So glad that Wyatt came.
Great group of people.
Awesome to be able to see him live.
Yeah, he's got a big band, too. There were a lot of people up there on stage.
And yeah, and the...
sounded amazing.
Woman fiddle player is awesome.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
She did a great job.
You just typically don't see a woman, like, fiddle player in bands. You just don't. I know they exist, but with bands of, notoriety, I suppose, like,
right.
A little bit notoriety, but...
Like, other than, like, Lindsay Sterling, there really isn't a whole lot of great violinists,
fiddle players. She's absolutely just killing it, so that was cool.
Yeah, she did a great job.
And the crowd loved her.
Yeah, they did. It was a shout-out. Got to give a shout-out to our Bourbon Theater people, because they were fantastic. They were running their butts off to get everybody in the door and get everybody there for the show. And
yeah, packed house, sold out show.
Throughout the whole thing. So, yeah, thank you for
had the whole crew there, too.
Yeah, we had the full strength. Everybody was
Husker
there.
Husker Nick, JP, myself, Rob, Hannah.
Yeah.
The only people we were missing were like Will and Jen, who helped us out on the weekends.
That's it. But a pretty good crowd to have for a Thursday night at the Bourbon Theater. We got a lot of other shows coming there, like Jason Boland's going to be there in April and a couple others, so you have to check out bourbontheater.com. We've got a lot going on, and pretty much, I don't know if it's the skeleton crew of people that are listening to us right now, or maybe they're going to be listening live in Memphis or Corvallis, Oregon, but it seems like the state of Nebraska has emptied out.
Yeah.
As everybody is in a different location ready for Husker basketball in the NCAA tournament.
So excited.
So it's going to be an exciting day. We will get you started off on the right foot.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Without a Context contest, hooking up with Brothers Osborne tickets for that show next weekend. We will premiere new music from Bro Oz in the Nitty Gritty coming up. We got a redneck movie review of Roadhouse. An update from Memphis with our buddy Bill Hooks with the Morning Hookup. And like I mentioned, the Nitty Gritty's on the way next.
A taste of what's to come from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. Lainey Wilson is kind of joining the bar business, and Priscilla Block says it's been a long journey. There's new music from Brothers Osborne, too.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Post Malone's country era is drawing closer. Yesterday, he shared a clip on Instagram of him jamming out to a cut he recorded with Morgan Wallen. And it may sound familiar to fans because it was teased back in December for several hours before being pulled down when the comments kind of got ugly. So not to be dissuaded, the two superstars continued to work on the track, and now it's out there again in a much more polished form. Captioning the clip, quote, "Let's go with the real mix this time," at Morgan Wallen. And Morgan responds to the comments, "I had some help getting to the point of posting it at 4 a.m. with like laughing emojis. This song is one of my faves in a long time. Proud to be on it with you, bub." So that's cute. They call each other bub.
Buddies.
But here's a little preview for you.
Baby, you blame me. Baby, I blame you. Oh, that ain't it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Wow.
High energy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It'll be a hit.
For sure.
It seems like these days, if you're a country musician, you gotta have your own bar. Luke Combs, Eric Church, Old Dominion, Garth Brooks, Morgan Wallen, also starting to, like, he started construction on his bar in Nashville. Well, those are just a few of the club owners. There's a lot more there in Nashville. Count Lainey Wilson among them, sort of. Not about bar ownership, but getting into the bar life a little bit.
Okay.
Lainey's teaming up with the bourbon brand Barman 1873 for a Lainey Wilson-themed pop-up bar called Hold My Bourbon Bar. So, nice. Taking place at Good Times Full Service Bar from April 5th through 7th. The pop-up will be Western-themed and Lainey Wilson-centered. The drinks and on that menu and everything will have, like, Lainey Wilson names or whatever. She's going to help create them. So, a special little experience in a way. And Priscilla Block isn't a size 2. She knows that. Everyone knows that. And she seems more comfortable with her body than ever before. But it took her whole life to get to this point. The singer posted a lengthy text on Instagram along with some bikini pictures from her stay in New Zealand to tell fans and followers about her journey to body acceptance. She said, quote, "You know what's crazy? The amount of years I've wasted in my life legit hating my body." The post starts, and then before describing how she's come to terms with her body as it is. So I think it's very important for folks to share their perspective on things.
Yeah.
You know, someone who's a size 2 will always be a size 2 might not understand that struggle. And then someone who's never been a size 2, you know, the vice versa.
Yeah.
You might not know what that's like either. So new music now from Brothers Osborne. They're live on the 29th at Steelhouse. It's a 4-song EP called Break Mine out today. We have the title track for you. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
That's Brand New from Brothers Osborne. You can see them live at Steelhouse next weekend. You can win your way in coming up with Out of Context Contest or online on our concerts page at KZKX.com.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. I've been waiting
on some good news. Let's get to the good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, and you too can be a part of the show. Coriel, you want to start us off?
My good thing is I've gotten back into reading a little more often. It's sort of hard for me to sit still that long, so I have to read little bits at a time.
Nice.
But I thoroughly enjoy it. And if you're the same, maybe you're a bit of a bookworm yourself, or maybe you're just hoping to get into it. A friend of mine, Lindsay, who's from the area, has an Etsy shop. She's got some really cool stickers and stuff like that that she's had a business of for a couple of years now. But she just started doing this thing called Blind Date with a Book. And basically you can add your like Goodreads list, which is Goodreads is kind of like the Amazon of the books you've read.
Mm, okay.
You know, you can add your Goodreads list or like your Amazon wish list to the order so she can get to know you a little better and have a better idea of what books you're into. And then choose a genre and she'll surprise you with a book that you'll hopefully love, and then it's all packaged up really cute. It comes with like bookmarks and pens, and then like a noting sticker.
That's awesome.
3 to 4 like really cute just extra stickers, a chapstick, a reading tracker, so, and then usually 1 or 2 more surprises. So it's just a neat little order. It's pretty inexpensive, honestly, and if you are looking to get into reading and you like all the fanfare of it with all the cute little stickers and packaging and stuff like that, it's a really cool idea. I am, yes, plugging her business because she's a great human, and if you like to read, it's a great way to fall back in love with it or continue that love for reading. So if anyone's interested and you want the Etsy shop link, you can message the Morning Show page, KX Mornings. I'd be happy to share it.
Awesome. If you're looking for a good, I don't know if you read it yet or not, but Later by Stephen King. I'm in the middle of that one.
Oh, it's no.
Very, very, very good.
You should read Holly by Stephen
King. I got that on hold. I'm waiting for that to be available at the Lincoln
library. When I get it back from my friend who we did a book trade, when I get it back from him, I'll let you borrow it.
Thank
you. You got to give me a book back.
Great. Absolutely. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, speaking of great humans, Keisei Tomonaga is going to play tonight. I can't wait. And the rest of the Huskers. It's such a great day. I'm so excited. Like yesterday, I was out for March Madness. I was down at Rosie's, and apparently I missed J-Hole, your boyfriend, by like 10 seconds.
Yeah, he ended up going.
I left like right when he got there. But so tonight, Nebraska, like we're just going to speak it to existence. This is the day that we get our first ever win in the NCAA tournament. And I'm not going to be on the radio tomorrow to be able to make that my good thing. So I'm just going to preemptively make it my good thing that Nebraska got their first win ever. And then also, by the way, we're going to clean sweep Benedict Alberts and his Texas A&M Longhorns. He's not showing up to the event because he doesn't want to make it about himself.
Yeah.
Weird, because he kind of already did on Twitter. But this is going to be awesome. I can't wait. People are going to be having parties around town. There's going to be families getting together. I know my son's all fired up for it. It's going to be, I love sporting events like this because it brings so many people together to hang out, and it's going to be super duper fun. Super duper duper fun. And there's a guy on Creighton yesterday. Don't know his name because I don't like Creighton. But I had a bet on him to be able to get enough points to make me some money, and he did. So good job.
Okay. Oh.
I will say something positive about the Hoojays for a minute.
I know.
That might be good luck.
It felt icky, though. Like, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Might
cheering
bring us some good luck.
On Creighton right now.
It's good cover there, Nick.
Yeah.
My good thing was also going to be the Husker men and women's basketball team, which is super exciting that they get to compete today. But the other one is our wrestling team is crushing it in the national tournament. They are sitting 6th in the tournament. Got 7 guys advancing to the NCAA quarterfinals. So best of luck to the wrestlers. They're killing it. Softball is back in town for they're going to be hosting Illinois to open Big Ten play this weekend. So if you're going to get out, maybe check out a ball game, you can do that. But yeah, the games will be 5:50 for the guys and then 9:00 for the girls.
Okay,
and you'll be able to watch all those games on the old telly. We'll be ready to go for Huskers. The other big thing is
I wanna be a billionaire. so freaking bad.
Legit an opportunity to win over $1 billion.
Okay, so no one's won yet?
No one's won either one of the drawings.
What the heck?
So Powerball is at $750 million.
Okay, that's crazy.
Mega Millions is at $977 million. So almost $1 billion there. So we're doubling down. We're going to put our numbers on both for the weekend. So if you'd like to get in the Millionaires Club, 466-9696, we need your name, your lucky number, and a phone number to call you back when we win. We're going to speak it to existence as well.
When we win.
Win big with the Millionaires Club. From the category of...
There's something you don't see every day.
So when the pandemic happened, we all got a little bit better at Zoom and using various forms of video conferencing.
Yeah.
And people still, to this day, are using that for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, what's worse, doing this in a work meeting or what happened to this lady? There was a funeral in London and not everybody could make the funeral. So the church set up a Zoom where people could watch it online.
Okay.
And one woman accidentally broadcast herself showering.
Oh, yeah, they did that. So they did that during the pandemic sometimes, too.
She couldn't make it to the service, but was getting ready to go to the wake later on, and she wanted to watch, so she set up her computer right next to her shower and didn't realize her camera was on.
Oh, no.
So basically, everybody got a show.
I panicked one time fairly recently when we had like a big corporate company call about, it was like, I don't know, content stuff, whatever, and... I had just gotten back home because they did this kind of later in the day and I had to go to the bathroom. So I did that and I like muted everything and whatever. And then I had to change to get ready for the gym, which a class was happening like pretty much right after the call was going to be done. So I was changing. And every single time, just in case, even though I double checked always, I like angled my computer away because I was like, I don't believe it. I'm not chancing it, not doing it.
Got to be careful.
An initial report said there was a screen set up at the funeral so people in the church got to see her showering.
It was displayed at the church.
That'd be just so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing tenfold.
One person on Zoom said she didn't just shower, she also shaved, groomed herself, like the legs and everything. So just getting all ready to go.
Groomed herself.
Getting all ready to
go. Yeah, as one would do in the shower. Yeah.
Just the way he said it.
It made it sound like a dirty, bad thing.
I know, he's like, she was grooming.
Not grooming.
Ew.
Oh, God.
And then in the category of...
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Of course, this woman is from Iowa. And is under fire after allegedly setting fire to a stranger's porch. Burlington Fire and Police responded to an incident after the homeowner reported a porch fire captured by security cameras, which showed a woman identified as Michelle Young, 46, igniting something on the porch.
A stranger's porch? Like this was just random?
She claimed she thought the home belonged to a friend of hers, noting a sign that read, "Witches Welcome." Which she says she identifies with, being a witch.
Oh.
When questioned by officers, she admitted to starting the fire, but insisted she had no intention of harming anyone. She also mentioned picking up some miscellaneous items, including a car tail light, tinfoil bark, and a lawn flag during her two-hour stroll through the neighborhood.
Sounds like she's just kind of got some sticky fingers.
Sounds like she's a little bit on the crazy side. I'm going to send you guys a
picture
of her as she definitely has one like piece of cheese off the cracker. You can check it on our Facebook Messenger right now.
Okay.
What Michelle looks like.
Yeah, oh, man. She's,
holy moly. She's interesting.
Not dealing with the full deck, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll see.
To say the least.
Oh, my.
She's very interesting. So, she's in a lot of trouble.
Oh, wow.
She's in been charged with reckless use of fire, explosives, destructive devices, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. Welcome to Burlington,
Iowa. I hope she gets the help that she needs.
Like in her own new
But coven? I'm going to be honest with you. If I looked outside and that person was standing outside of my window, I would call the police immediately, even if they weren't even doing anything nefarious.
And an exorcist.
Yeah.
Full blown.
It's a little scary. A little scary.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
It's going down.
Right
back here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Winner Circle Auto.
Three.
Remember the Home Depot parking lot skid loader rampage, like mid-January?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, update. The man accused has pleaded not guilty. Samuel Peyro, age 36, faces 7 charges, assault, criminal mischief included in those. He entered a plea of not guilty and filed a motion to waive his March 13th appearance. His next court appearance has yet to be scheduled. His bond was set at 10% of $100,000 and remains at Lancaster County Jail as of Wednesday. As Peyro awaits all this skid loader mess, he's also serving time in a third-degree domestic assault and child abuse case. The charges stem from an unrelated incident that occurred in October of last year, and then he was sentenced to 6 months in jail for those offenses, actually just days after the whole skid loader incident, took place, actually. So
that's crazy.
There's your update on the infamous Home Depot skid loader guy.
And a complaint filed yesterday in federal district court in New Jersey. Apparently, they're alleging that Apple has engaged in anti-competitive behavior to build a, quote, moat around its smartphone monopoly, unquote, at the expense of us, the consumers.
Oh, great.
The complaint accuses Apple of using iPhone features, hardware, and app development rules to slow or block competition and expand its business by charging higher prices.
Sounds like a monopoly.
Mm-hmm. At a press conference yesterday, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Apple violated federal antitrust laws and that consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law. In response to that, Apple issued a statement saying this threatens who we are and the principles that set Apple products apart in a fiercely competitive market.
So this threatens our wallets.
Mm-hmm. And because I read that out loud, I'm sure my phone will work even slower today.
Yes.
The rest of the
day. Yeah, it's going to get you. Mm-hmm. It's like, what in the world?
Always listening.
One! Reeves puts up a three. No good. And Oakland with a March memory of a lifetime.
Yeah, that was the biggest upset of the day with Oakland, number 14, upsetting Kentucky, number 3. And that was a bunch of updates as well, or upsets as well. Michigan State, number 9 over Mississippi State. I had Mississippi State. Dang it. Duquesne was number 11 over number 6 BYU.
Our friend Jeff Motz on KFOR had Duquesne winning.
Okay. 11, Oregon beat number 6 South Carolina. So now Dana Altman, who coaches Oregon, will face his old team in Creighton in the second round.
And that one too.
And then the NC State, number 11, NC State over number 6 Texas Tech. I called that one.
I was going to do it and I didn't.
So the upsets continue.
You missed Kentucky losing, right?
That's the first one I started.
Was that
with
the first one?
Yeah.
You know what?
John Calipari.
First one.
Kentucky could have been like a really good contender this year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a big
upset. Bye-bye, by the way.
Bad loss.
Oh, later.
Man.
We'll see how your brackets survive the rest of the day. And then, of course, also a part of today is the big day for the Huskers.
Oh, the energy. You can feel it. I'm so excited.
Men's basketball team making its first NCAA appearance in a decade as the number 8 seed in the South region facing number 9 Texas A&M. Tip off at 5:50 p.m. on TNT.
We've made it to this point before. Obviously, you just said that. But have we ever won a first round game? Okay, yeah.
We are looking. We are right, Nick. We're the only NCAA team, Division One.
Yeah, D1
that hasn't won a game.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow,
it's so sad.
We're due.
We are absolutely due. And then the number 6 seed Nebraska women's basketball team opens up its play by tangling with number 11 seed Texas A&M in Corvallis, Oregon. That tip off is set for Friday at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN's YouTube. So it'll give us
just enough time to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like it'll give us just enough time to celebrate the Husker men winning and then get ready to watch the women win as well.
Yeah.
Both over Texas A&M.
Woohoo!
Best of luck. We're going to talk with our buddy Bill Hooks as well from the Morning Hookup. He's live in Memphis as like pretty much the entire state, I think, is just about hanging in Memphis.
Travel right to, now. Yep.
Travel down there. So there you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What the heck were you thinking?
I think I wiped my hand down there a little bit so that it, like, the dust would go away.
What in the world were you thinking?
And then you couldn't squeeze your stupid head into the inside of that underwear. And you're like, well, never mind. Guess I came here for no reason.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, I keep some ones on me. I keep some singles on me. You never know when fun time's going to happen.
Debris on your nuts is something you have to keep an eye on.
Oh, my God.
Got a little bit bitey during the EKG.
You found a way to let me throw my butt in a circle and get work to pay for it.
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
Some of the best audio of this show so far this year. It is Out of Context Contest.
Out of Context Contest.
Got your chance to win your way to see Brothers Osborne live next weekend at Steelhouse. And playing today are Richard, Kim, and we start with Jordan. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
All right, Nick, take it away.
All right, Jordan, it's a super simple game. We're going to play some audio that we took out of context from the show. We'll play it for you, and then I'll give you three options, an A, a B, or a C. One of them is the truth, and two of them are jokes. A lot of times the truth is just as goofy as the jokes, so because, you know, our show is super serious. So that's kind of where we're at when we do this. But if you miss, stay on the line, because a lot of times we get back to whoever was at the first one. If you keep going and get all three of them, then you win the prize.
Here's number one in Out of Context Contest.
You decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
What? All right. A, that is something Husker Nick overheard Coryell sternly saying to her boyfriend Jackson at the
You decide to play
night.
Back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
B.
I like all the giggling. This is amazing.
B. That's what Husker Nick says to his kids when they venture into his backyard and try to play on the swing set.
You decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
Or C. The other day, JP cut himself while he was playing on the stairs on the back of the radio station.
You decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
All right, is it A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with C.
What'd you say?
I can see.
C.
It is not JP playing on the stairs in the back of the
Although
radio station.
With a like remote control car, that would be fun. But yeah.
Yes. Just ramping stuff off the stairs.
But hang on the line.
Hang on the line.
Stay there. Stay there.
We move to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, Kim. Is it A, that's something Husker Nick overheard Coryell sternly saying to her boyfriend Jackson at the concert last night?
You decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
Or B, is that what Husker Nick says to his kids when they venture into the backyard to play on the swing set?
You decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
What do you think, Kim?
I really hope it's not your backyard, so I'm going to go with A.
It is his backyard.
You need to take down that swing set.
I know. It's because I don't take care of the backyard at all.
I love how she jumped on this grenade so that she could say A. Like, just amazing.
Listen, Coryell will never, ever, ever sternly talk to her boyfriend about playing in the backyard.
Yeah, no. Hang on the line, Kim. You'll have a chance to come back around. Richard, you get a point because, well, there's only one answer, and it's B.
Perfect.
All right, so
B.
Richard's B. There you go, Richard. He's on the board. All right.
Goodness. Oh, yeah.
By the way, at the concert last night, my buddy walks up to Jackson, your boyfriend, Coryell, and he goes, I feel like I know you from hearing them talk about you on the radio all the time. And he just goes, great.
See? He is a grumpy little old man boy always. Great.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Richard, here's number two in Out of Context Contest. You were white knuckling it all the way down.
White knuckling. I'm like, are you sure?
Okay. All right. A listener's kid brought in their big wheel to the station. Coryell had never rode one. She was not ready for the power of a big wheel.
You were white knuckling it all the way down.
White knuckling. I'm like, are you sure?
B, Coryell learned how to ride a bicycle last week. JP was jogging next to her like a proud dad next to his baby girl. It was a sight to see.
You were white knuckling it all the way down.
White knuckling. I'm like, are you sure?
Or C, for some reason, our boss, Rob, decided it would be a smart idea to have Coryell drive a camper with a trailer down to Kansas.
You were white knuckling it all the way down.
White knuckling. I'm like, are you sure?
What do you think, Richard?
See?
You got it.
Yep.
Yes.
Can you guys imagine, though, Coryell on a trying to learn how to ride a bicycle with JP jogging next to her down through the parking lot?
Training wheels and everything.
Oh, we almost did that with our...
That was almost my choice.
Yeah. Dude, that would be so awesome.
We almost did that with our former co-host Liz,
yeah.
who has never ridden a bike.
Can't ride
before.
A bike.
Can't ride a bike. We were going to try to teach her how to do it.
Yeah. It's like a scene straight out of Schitt's Creek, the TV show, if you've ever seen it, when they teach David to ride a bike.
All right, Richard, you got 2 points. You get this, you win the whole thing. If not, Jordan and Kim are waiting in the wings to steal it. Here's the final piece of Out of Context contest.
I mean, I love a good pickle. Big, juicy pickle.
What?
All right. Is that right?
A, Coryell's talking about a pickle party at a baseball park.
I mean, I love a good pickle. Big, juicy pickle.
B, Coryell was talking about pickle parties like she used to have back in college.
I mean, I love a good pickle. Big, juicy pickle. It was BYOP.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring your own pickle.
Or C, a pickle party like she has on the weekends with her boyfriend, J-Hole.
I mean, I love a good pickle. Big, juicy pickle. You know, or...
I told my buddy that your garage is the spot to be on the weekends.
I don't mind the baby dill pickles either. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like the tiny little crunchy ones. Those are good, too.
Okay, Richard, what do you think it is?
A?
You just won the game, my friend.
Yeah, nice job, Richard. You
way
know our show. And hopefully you get a chance to go to the pickle party like Coryell's talked
about. No pickle discrimination here.
No, not at all.
None.
My daughter's the only one that likes pickles.
Oh! Well, then she and Coryell
cool
can go party.
Yeah, we could go to the pickle fest.
Well, congrats, Richard. You are the winner of Out of Context Contest, and you have a pair of tickets to see Brothers Osborne live at Steelhouse next weekend.
Awesome.
Hang on the line, Richard. Thank you to Jordan and Kim for playing. That is Out of Context Contest for this week. I'm just kidding. This was pretty fitting to play because Ryan Gosling is Ken from the Barbie movie singing the song I'm Just Ken.
I'm Just Ken.
And in the movie he had quite a few items that came with his action figure doll. Like,
oh,
he
yeah?
had a cowboy hat for a bit. He
oh.
had a horse at one point in time. He had a surfboard. He had all of the quintessential Ken items.
Yeah.
When he was in the Barbie movie.
Well, you know who got the Barbie treatment recently?
Hmm.
Shania Twain.
Oh, did she get a doll?
Yeah. So you might remember this is maybe 2 weeks ago, or I can't quite remember. But according to Mattel's website, so the people that make Barbie, global superstar, celebrated songwriter, and style icon. Shania Twain is a 5-time Grammy winner and one of music and fashion's most renowned trailblazers. So her version of Barbie, like the Barbie version of her, I guess you'd say that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, sports the floor-length black leather jacket and top hat that she wore in Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I just found the photo. This looks awesome.
Yes, and then there's a little bit of a nod to present-day Shania, because that's like a throwback outfit.
Yeah.
The doll is sporting bright pink hair, because she first started rocking that during this last year's Queen of Mead tour, the one that came through the area. So, yeah, Shania Twain got... Barbie-fied, I guess you could call it.
Barbie-fied.
And then I'm thinking, like, you know, if you could put someone to doll form or action hero form, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Willie Nelson, for example, he'd have to have like braids and a bandana and obviously and a little bit of jazz cabbage.
Yeah, or like now a little jar of gummies.
Well, right. But
weed gummies.
But I think when you think of Willie Nelson, you think of him
like
holding a...
It's a little box with a bunch of just weed plants growing
sure,
out of it.
Sure, sure. Luke Bryan, he'd probably have kind of tight pants because I think he was one of the first
tight
pant guys, you know? And mm-hmm. then, like, I always picture him with, like, a bag of peanuts because of the peanut farm he grew up on.
Oh, okay.
So when I think of Luke Bryan, I think of tight pants and peanuts.
Mm. Before,
what do you say it out loud? It sounds ridiculous.
Before this last segment without a context contest, I wouldn't have said this, but now all I can see for you, for what your action figure would come with, would be pickles.
Pickles.
Like you'd have a pickle in your hand.
I think
a microphone in one hand and a pickle in the other.
I was going to say mine would come with allergy medicine, a bottle of tequila, and a pet rat, but
that works too. I mean, like you
throw in some pickles and a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on too, JP. You would have to come. I think you would come with a microphone more than I would.
Oh, just because of the extracurricular microphone activities.
Yeah, I do a little less, I think. I think you would definitely come with a microphone. I think you would come with a fruity beverage in your hand.
Yes, please. With an umbrella.
Pair of binoculars. Sorry, JP, I just had to do it.
Just dangling from my neck. Pair of binoculars.
Yep. Never know what you gotta see far away, you know?
Okay.
And then
business shorts. Can I have the business shorts? AKA golf shorts. I mean,
sure.
Okay.
And I mean, I can swap them out. But you have to have a sleeveless hoodie.
Oh, yeah. Business shorts and a sleeveless hoodie. Oh, and then binoculars hanging. Can you imagine?
I'm dying. That's so spot on. You also have to have, you'll be wearing a hat.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in some way, shape, or form, you have to have like a Baby Yoda, like a sticker on a water bottle, or Baby Yoda has to be in there somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I would say so. Also, to go back to Country Stars, it's funny how Carrie Underwood is, you know, so sweet, angelic Carrie.
Yeah.
But I truly think if she's Barbie-fied, she'd have to come with a Louisville Slugger.
Oh, yeah.
Because she exploded onto the scene with Before He Cheats.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Wait, is that the song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just funny because she's just so, you
know, mic stand in one hand and a Louisville slugger in the other one. That's brilliant.
For sure. Well, if you had to be Barbie-fied, they made an action hero, an action doll, whatever, out of you, what would you be wearing? What would be, like, you know, something that you consistently wear?
Yeah.
And what are your accessories? Like, what does it come with? Tell us what you're wearing and, like, three accessories. This will be fun. Tell us on Facebook, KX969.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new movie, and it falls underneath the category of why in the world would they even think about remaking an all-time classic like Roadhouse? What? I mean, that movie is probably going to go down as the greatest piece of cinema ever made.
It's iconic.
It is Cooter amazing.
Cephas,
the only thing,
Cooter Bo Cephas, Roadhouses were made for you.
I mean,
you are
the only
clientele
thing movie,
of Roadhouses.
Literally, the only complaint I got about the movie Roadhouse is that Sydney Sweeney wasn't in it. Otherwise, this here movie is one of the greatest movies ever made. And then they went and found, and they're like, hey, Jake Gyllenhaal, let's get you in this movie and let's remake it. And I'm like, all right, maybe, because I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's I'm not
a good
too
actor.
Bad.
Yeah.
He's in a ton of good stuff. And then they're like, okay, Conor McGregor, let's get you in this MMA fighter. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just lost me. What in the world is going on, y'all? Like, they had it going for about 2 seconds, and then they're like, how can we work a Roadhouse remake with an Irishman and Conor McGregor and get him in this here movie for his first ever acting? And let me tell you, it's like it's his first time ever acting. Here's your preview.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a Roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it.
Tell me about this bouncer.
Guy's all nice, like he's Mr. Rogers or something, but then he'll haul off.
Really interesting guy, overall. Brand wants to take the Roadhouse away from me. He wants to build some resort.
I should warn you, people have a certain way of getting things done around here.
Hey, fellas, looks like you're having a smashing night. Dalton! I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close.
Let me guess. You're gonna threaten me? Tell me to get out of town?
I get the impression that you can't be threatened.
Once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby.
Oh my God.
It takes a lot to get me angry, but when I am, I just can't let go.
People seem a little aggressive around here.
Y'all, this movie, I thought for sure there's nothing in the world Conor McGregor would be worse at than boxing. If y'all remember his failed boxing career.
Yeah.
Somehow he found something he's worse at.
The only thing worse is his proper 12.
Oh, my. Oh, that stuff is gross, too.
It's bad.
That stuff is terrible.
His whiskey or whatever. Oh, God.
I believe the first time I ever had that was given to me by your boyfriend, Jackson.
I believe it. We still have a bottle. We've had it for years.
You can't get rid of it.
Can't get rid of it.
All right, y'all. Speaking of things you can't get rid of is memories of this movie. If you go see it out of your mind, I'm going to give it 2 pork grinds. And I'm only giving it 2 pork grinds just in honor of the original Roadhouse. And because I also like Jake Gyllenhaal. And I can't. I just feel bad. They had to have something over him that they had that they were like, "You have to do this movie."
Right.
He's like, "I don't want to do this movie," and they're like, "Don't make us break out those photos, y'all."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so poor Jake.
I'll go 2 pork grinds. All right. Well, hey, y'all. I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
There's no place like Nebraska, and that includes even in Memphis, Tennessee, as the Sea of Red has traveled for the Husker men's basketball game. And luckily enough, our buddy Bill Hooks with the morning hookup on our sister station, KFOR. You made the trip down there, big guy. When'd you get in?
I did. Hey, guys, thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Beautiful morning in Memphis. We made the trip, left yesterday about 3:30, rolled into downtown Memphis. I was on Bill Street by 8:42 last night.
As you should be. That place is awesome, by the way. What's it like down there? Are there a lot of Husker fans?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't believe it. We got here a little later last night, jumped off, and went to a right to, like, literally scanned the hotel key, just threw our bags in. Like, we got to go. And we're right on Bill Street, hit Bill Street, a place called the Tin Roof.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a sea of red. Just, like, a sea of red. And, like,
so cool.
I can't express how much red was down there and how much, like, this means to these people and us, like, all of us.
Yeah.
You know, last night hanging out with one Robin Washett was there.
Very good.
KP, Jake Muehlheisen. Just, like, it was so cool to see so many people in so much red.
So, with there's still some people that are, like, we have been getting check-ins from friends that left at, like, 5 this morning that are trying to get down there as fast as they can. Or they're maybe waking up in their hotel rooms listening to us on their phones. Where are the Husker bars? Is it, like, Tin Roof or some other places or what?
I tell you what, I felt like it was Tin Roof last night. There was a place called Alfred's last night.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Husker alumni event, and I'm looking right at it. It's like, Rum Boogie Cafe.
Nice. And right across from the Foreman, huh?
Right across. Yeah, like, I'm sitting right here, like, within, from where I'm at, the Forum right behind me, I can see where the Husker alumni event is going to be at 11 o'clock today. We're going to be live, the morning hookup. I'm doing the show from there at 10 o'clock. They're going to let me in and do the show from there.
Sweet.
Fantastic. What is in store for the morning hookup this morning, by the way, at 10 o'clock?
Oh, a ton of Husker stuff. Like, we're going to be, again, live from the Husker alumni event. Dane Todd will be hanging out with us, Jeff Motes, and just giving Husker predictions. Bless you, Coriel.
Sorry, I have terrible allergies.
Poor thing.
And again, it's like I said, there's so much red. And the number of times last night we're at the bar, wherever we walked, and they went, "Man, you guys come strong." I'm like, "Yeah, we are here and we're loving it."
It's exciting. And then, of course, everybody on the internet is blowing up about Kasey Tominaga right now. I think the nation's finally figured out about Kasey. And then he goes and throws that backwards behind the back shot from half court that gets all over the internet. It's interesting to see everybody's finally starting to hear about the Huskers.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, especially when you walk down through here, people are talking about it. You know what's really interesting was, I was talking to people last night. There's a ton of red, but we didn't see any other fans. It was weird.
Really?
Like Baylor's in town, Clemson's in town, whoever else. We didn't see any other. It's like the red has just taken over.
Love that.
And I got to tell you, seeing the Husker people out last night, especially KP and Jake and all those guys, knowing that they're going to be on the call tonight, is there a person that this means more to than Ken Pavelka?
Oh, no, can not you at
imagine,
all.
Can you just imagine tonight that final buzzer, and it shows Nebraska ahead, and what that'll mean for him?
It's for him especially, and I said this jokingly before, like the big games from this season and hopefully the big win coming up tonight, like put it in the Louvre, but like you want to display it inside of like the Hendricks Center or at Pinnacle Bank Arena. His score sheets are just epic. And so to have that kind of thing and have him be there, it's historic.
When we win our first round game tonight, Hooks, what's the first beverage you're going to indulge in?
Oh, Coryell, you should have seen this. You know me, I'm a whiskey person.
Yeah.
We were at Tin Roof last night, and I don't know if you saw, I posted some pictures of the size of the beers out here.
I didn't see. What, are they massive?
I'll have to send you photos. They were like 32-ounce beers, let's say. That was this, by the way, that was the size of my double crown and waters last night.
So we that have was, a... So we need to send out like a Homeland Security call for Memphis, like, Tennessee when Nebraska wins tonight.
Like, hey, by the way, call everybody here because Hooksy's coming with big 32-ounce crowns.
Just be ready. This is what he looks like. Make sure he gets home.
All right. Well, hey, buddy, we appreciate you giving us a check-in from down there in Memphis. Again, you can catch the morning hookup starting at 10 o'clock this morning on FM 101.5 and 1240 AM and online at KFORnow.com. Hooksy, thank you so much. Go
thank
Big
you.
Red, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day. Go Big Red.
On Fridays, we like to check in with our friends at the Lincoln Children's Zoo because it's a lot of fun there every single day. And joining us is Jungle Erin. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
So we had a conversation earlier this week, and I wanted to know what the zoo does when things like this happen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a zoo in Japan where they were doing testing on if like an animal escapes. They were doing drills on what happens when an animal escapes, and they had one of their people... Like his name is like Ed or something like that. He's like, hey, Ed, you're pretty lazy, but this is the one thing you could do for us.
They tagged a human in as the stand-in tiger to be, quote-unquote, set loose.
We need you to put on this white hoodie that looks like a white Bengal tiger. We need you to run around kind of on all fours and get tranked. As well.
Yeah, like a fake trank situation. Staff.
They use Nerf guns to trank the
gun. Are there drills like this at Lincoln Children's Zoo? Or like, what does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a safety team at Lincoln Children's Zoo who their job is to come up with safety drills to make sure that we're prepared for every situation. And so I guess I can't say maybe in the past we've ever had someone dressed like a tiger. but since I have been at the zoo, when we're doing drills like that, we'll use like someone will be holding like a large tiger stuffed animal.
Because
you have to like know, because you know, everyone is trying to like look and identify where the tiger is. You have to know which person is the tiger. But yeah, we haven't had someone that has dressed as a tiger.
Well, if you need to borrow, we have, because both of us are Doan Tiger alumni.
Oh, amazing.
From Doan University. We were given a Doan Tiger head a couple of years back.
Like a mascot head.
You never need to borrow it for drills.
I will let our safety team know that for the next drill, if they would instead like to have someone actually dress as a tiger, that is a possibility.
We would donate the head for you guys to have somebody
wear. We appreciate
it.
Okay. You guys extend the invite to Tiger Woods and you're like, hey, we need a tiger to roll.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Would you be able to do that?
Hey, you're semi-retired. Could
that
you
seems
just come
like a lot of work for a 20-minute safety drill.
And a lot of publicity.
True.
I mean, come on.
That's true. And this is why we are not on the safety.
It's a true fact. Also, you've got some fun stuff going on with your alpacas.
Yes. Yeah, we have three new residents at the zoo, and they are three female alpacas. We have Bam Bam, Latera, and we have one that is currently unnamed.
I picture them kind of like the Golden Girl.
They are really fun because they do all have like very different personalities they act differently. So the third one that is unnamed, I asked our keepers because we are planning starting on Monday. We are going to be posting on social media asking for name suggestions.
So start thinking.
Yes. Yeah, so start thinking. We'll collect names Monday through Wednesday. We'll kind of give our keepers the whole list of names. They'll narrow it down and then we'll have people actually vote between those five names.
I have two right now.
Oh, what are
your two?
Cusco or Kronk.
Oh, I love that.
From the Emperor's New Groove. From
I love that.
Disney 2000s movie.
See, I'm thinking...
Kronk would be a great name for an alpaca.
Kronk would be a great name. I'm thinking lemon pepper for some reason.
I do also think that is a fun name.
Do you?
And just call it LP.
What up? I think we are on to something.
Lemon pepper. Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. Hi,
here
lemon.
Comes lemon pepper.
Well, and she, I did ask our keepers. I was like, you know what? You know, we're going to be asking people for some name suggestions. So what would you kind of describe as like the personality of this alpaca? And they said shy but curious.
Lemon pepper.
Yeah. So I was going to say lemon pepper does fit well with shy but curious.
I like it.
I fully expect you to be commenting on our social posts on Monday.
Believe me, she will. She was trying to name the snow trucks that were...
when the Lincoln Transportation Utilities.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yes, I sent in, I'm not kidding you, like 3 dozen, and I wish I would have kept a running list because it didn't give you a bounce back. Of
every day, gosh. All of a sudden she'd go, oh, and I hear the keyboard going.
I had like Harper Flurry.
Oh, so many. I love it.
It's ridiculous. And then, of course, you've got your different animal encounters happening.
Absolutely. So now that spring break is over, every Friday through Sunday, we will now be doing our animal encounters. So that is our Wild Safari Theater Stage. And, of course, these are all weather permitting.
Yeah.
But Wild Safari Theater Stage, so you've got like where you meet our ambassador animals and
right.
you kind of learn more about them. So that's Johnny the Serval Cat. You know, it's Elliot our Boom Gold Macaw. Skittles doesn't usually make an appearance on the Wild Safari Theater Stage, but Skittles can be found in the Jungle Outpost.
Okay, that's where it is.
Yes. So Skittles can regularly be found in the Jungle Outpost.
Skittles is so cool.
Yeah, Skittles is the best. But yeah, we also have our cheetah cub training. So if you guys remember, last year we had our new cheetah cubs that came to the zoo.
Yeah.
And they were cute and tiny, and now they're almost full grown.
Weird.
Yes, so we are currently training them for the cheetah run at our Cheetah Chase Theater.
Sweet.
And you get to be a part of that.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, and it's really fun because you get to see them. That like right now they haven't built up the strength and endurance to do the full cheetah run, like all the way down and all the way back. So they're doing half of it right now.
Okay.
So you get to see their test run, and then you get to see our keepers as they kind of train them to go back into their habitat. And you get to be a part of that. And you're actually a huge help with it because it's great having the kind of distraction of people in the audience because it really helps them to focus and understand that this is a time when we need to be focusing. And yeah, so it's really fun. It's been fun to have the community as kind of a part of it from when they were cubs to now as we're training them.
Yeah, it's like everybody's involved in the training process.
And when is the cheetah run?
Yes, it's Friday through Sundays.
Perfect, okay.
Yep. Cool. And at 10:30 a.m., that's when we have it every day.
Excellent. And even if you get a rainy day, you can still go to the zoo. There's a bunch of stuff to see inside.
Absolutely.
So go do that.
Get an umbrella. You won't melt. You'll be fine.
Exactly. Aaron, thank you very much.
Thanks
for having me.
One big thing is, of course, the Huskers. Today is the day for Husker men and women's basketball.
Oh, goodness. I am just... I don't
know.
Can you feel
it.
Sort of the energy, as hippy-dippy as that sounds? I mean, can you feel that?
I mean,
the whole place kind of feels like two things. It feels... like a ghost town. Like a lot of people you know are gone.
Here,
they've made the Memphis journey.
You've said it a couple times, so I'm going to put on this instead because you said, can you feel it?
Can you feel it? But seriously, it's like people are gone.
Yeah.
But there's still this underlying kind of like anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm so excited.
We talked with Bill Hooks for the Morning Hookup earlier, and they'll be doing their show live. Well, he is live from Memphis and said that it's like a Husker tailgate.
Yeah, there's so many
game day
Saturday.
So
many teams in town, but it felt like there were no fans except for Husker fans.
Right.
That's what Bill Hooks said.
Which, that is just so awesome. So, hey, if you're there and you're listening to us, thanks for listening to us while you're on the road to Memphis for the game. It's going to be very exciting to see them compete. And again, the boys tip off at 5:50 on TNT.
Yep.
And then the ladies will be on at 9:30 on ESPNU.
And for those that are so extremely non-sports, like you just don't follow, don't pay attention... Yes, we're talking about March Madness. We're talking, it's the NCAA tournament, and this is first round, and it's a big deal because the Husker men's has never won a game in it. They've made it there, what, a decade ago?
2014.
Yeah, a decade ago. They've never won a game. Won. So, and we're like the only one in the
NCAA.
In the NCAA. Yeah, okay, there
but
you go.
Just feels
I don't
like
want to
this,
say that wrong, but.
This feels like this is the time.
Yes. Like, we're long overdue. Like, we got to get a win under our belt at some point. So, like, why not make it this year, especially with Casey Tominaga?
Yeah. And Rink
if
Mast
any year is doable,
Josiah,
it's this year.
This is the year.
You know who my favorite player is?
Go for it.
Actually, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
There's two players here that you need to tell me about. Number one, who is your number one player athletically and talent? And who's your number one, like, personality hire?
Bryce Williams is extremely talented as a player.
Okay.
He is very athletic and do just about anything.
Okay.
As far as personality, it's like a tie between Josiah and Sam Hoiberg.
Okay, yeah.
Because they both just do so much and have so much fun doing
Goofy. Josiah's goofy.
He's a goofy
like
dude.
Like all of the little reels and stuff that they do and the funny off-camera stuff or like off-court stuff.
Yeah.
His stuff's really funny.
I'm so confident in this team that I picked them to get to the Elite Eight.
Really?
I picked them beating A&M today. I picked them beating Houston in the next round and then
beating Duke
Houston? In the third round.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's how confident I am in the Huskers.
Well, look at you.
I just have a feeling.
True Husker fan.
So it's going to be a big day. And the best of luck to ladies. Ladies have a chance to kill it too.
Yes, and the women too.
They're awesome.
Have they won before?
They've got
won a first round game at least?
I think the Elite Eight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They've done very well in the past. This is a big one though for Amy Williams. So
definitely.
She got a contract extension and everything because of just how great things have been. So, you know what? It's exciting to be a Husker.
Sending
today.
The power of Husker fans to the men's and women's basketball teams today. Let's, oh my goodness, so excited!
Do it up proper. Our second big thing. You know, it's just going to be Huskers. It's going to be a great day. So just go and enjoy it however you're going to enjoy it. A little bit later on socials, watch for something from us about how you're going to enjoy the Husker basketball
game. Yeah, we want to know what you're up to. If you're going to go somewhere to watch it, are you hosting a little thing at your house? Mm-hmm. What's your go-to eats or drinks? I mean, what are you doing to
enjoy this day?
Madness.
Enjoy the madness.
Ring in, hopefully, our first Husker men's basketball win.
And, of course, March Madness continuing on day two, so I'm sure nobody's getting any work done today.
Do you know how your brackets are doing?
I think I am doing kind of crappy because I had Kentucky going pretty far.
Yeah.
And it's not looking real good.
I was doing really well by the end of last night. I was like 95th percentile or something, but now I'm down to 71.
In our Alpha Hoops Lincoln group, I am ranked 8th out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, not great, but I mean, I'm getting some good points. I've got a chance to at least, points-wise, I should finish like about third or fourth right now.
Yeah. There's a four-way tie for third place.
Okay.
This is interesting, too, though, because it looks like our manager, Katie, our general manager, she had Kentucky.
Oh,
going all the way.
Yeah.
Let me double check.
X is. Oh, my goodness.
She had Kentucky going the way. So our general manager, it was short-lived.
But the thing about it is, she's going to do better than one other team. Do you know the team?
Who?
You see who's in 10th place? Robert Brennan.
Oh, the other suit.
He didn't get his picks in.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Can I say something about that?
Please.
So I texted him Thursday night at like 8:30, and I said,
like last Thursday or this?
No, like yesterday? This Thursday.
Okay.
Well, because I didn't make this group for like a work group until we were talking about it Thursday morning.
Yeah.
So that night, like I'm talking yesterday, I was like, hey, we're gonna have Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. My days are all mixed up. I'm sorry. You don't even need to know this conversation. I'm talking out the side of my mouth.
This is what it's like to be in Coryell's head.
This is the hamster is clinging on for life on the wheel. I texted Rob. I said, hey, XYZ is doing the bracket, the whatever. Do you want to do it? And then he said, yeah, cool. Okay. And I said, great. You have to do it tonight or by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Don't forget. And he goes, okay. And then I sent the link and I said, don't forget to do them. And then
he said,
okay.
Yeah.
Still didn't do it.
So he will be last. You lose. You get nothing. And Katie will be in second place because of Kentucky.
Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, that's okay. That's okay. It's a lot of fun.
Happy that she's even a part of it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens after today and then the weekend as Katie's concerned. We'll bring that conversation, I'm sure, back on Monday. We'll have a new neighborhood watch. We've got an anonymous person. Anonymous farmer that needs our help with something that's going on their
an
land.
Anonymous farmer.
Uh-huh. So we'll have Monday. Okay. We will have a concert announcement as well. Another show is coming to be added to our list of 3,700 concerts this summer. And your first chance to win tickets to that, too.
There's two announcements, isn't there?
I think there's just one.
Okay, well, we have two in the coming weeks.
Two in the coming weeks. You are right about that. Two in the coming weeks.
Okay.
But just one.
See, I can't keep them all straight. And I know. It's our job to know that. I can't do it.
There's one this week and then one next week.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
So we'll have that announcement for you. And they're all both awesome, too. We'll have that and more on Monday. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be up at the podcast at kckx.com. Have a great weekend. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.